This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. RTD officials honored a historic 1970s protest for transit accessibility yesterday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
5 decades ago, passengers had to climb steps to get on public buses in most U.S. cities. RTD CEO Deborah Johnson says that changed after protests in Denver.
We are assembled here to commemorate history that occurred 45 years ago, just outside these doors in front of the state capitol.
Now, every bus and train is wheelchair ready. RTD provides van rides, too. But Joe Beaver of Lakewood says those can be difficult to use.
The main thing is reliability. I got left in the rain because they didn't show up.
Beaver says RTD has come a long way since the 70s, but there is a lot more work to be done. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A Trinidad summer street fair and parade featuring wild and extravagantly modified automobiles has been canceled. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the Associated Art Cartopia Museum in Trinidad will also close its doors on August 1st.
Artocade Festival organizers say it's time to drive their art cars into the sunset. Think of cars completely decked out to look like a fire-breathing dragon, for example, or maybe a giant skeleton riding a car like a horse. Artocade started in Trinidad in 2013 and became the second largest art car event in the country by its second year. But organizers say the cost and resources needed to put on the yearly event just became unsustainable. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org.